Hello, I'm Claire McCormack. Here's a look at your evening news for Friday, October 8th. Georgian Bluffs will be accepting offers to purchase the Weyerton-Keppel International Airport and its lands until October 14th. Council approved a bylaw Wednesday to allow the sale process to move ahead. The airport will continue to operate normally during the sale period. Township Director of Finance, Cassandra Rocha.
We estimate savings at least of $8.7 million.
That's over the next 5 years, mostly due to an estimated $6 million to replace the runway and its lights. Georgian Bluffs clerk and interim CAO Brittany Drury says council has not established parameters for the sale of the airport, therefore any and all offers to purchase it are being accepted. Drury says if council is not satisfied with the offers it receives, it could choose to extend the deadline for submissions or retain the airport as a township-owned asset. Canada's unemployment rate fell in September to 6.9%. That's down from 7.1% in August, according to Statistics Canada. 157,000 jobs were added last month, bringing employment back to pre-pandemic levels for the first time. Two journalists, one from Russia and one from the Philippines, are the winners of this year's Nobel Peace Prize. Maria Ressa and Dmitry Muratov have been recognized for their dedication to freedom of information and expression, running news outlets in countries that restrict press freedom. Muratov is the founder of Russia's most independent news organization, Novaya Gazeta. Six journalists who worked for the paper have been killed since it was founded, including the well-known Anna Politkovskaya, who died 15 years ago almost to this day. Ressa is known for her coverage of Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte's bloody war on drugs. Last year, she was convicted of libel and sentenced to jail, a ruling that has been heavily criticized by organizations like Human Rights Watch. Barrett Reese-Anderson, Nobel Committee Chair, says they are representatives of all journalists who stand up for this ideal in a world in which democracy and freedom of the press face increasingly adverse conditions. The Weyerton Rotary Club Shore to Shore race is set for Thanksgiving Monday. The annual race from Oliphant to Weyerton was shifted this year to October rather than its traditional date of being staged on Civic Day in August. Kathy Christie of the Rotary Club.
This year we're going to have a timed walk. So we have 10 registrants for that timed walk. And then we have a casual walk too, where they're not timed. They didn't just come, take their time, walk as far as they want, but be involved.
A field of more than 100 participants will either run or walk the 13-kilometer route starting Monday at 8 in the morning. In sports in Major League Baseball tonight, the Boston Red Sox visit the Tampa Bay Rays. Tampa Bay leads the divisional series best of 5-1-0. The LA Dodgers visit the San Francisco Giants in Game 1 of their best of 5 series. In the Canadian Football League, the Edmonton Elks visit the Winnipeg Blue Bombers. Kickoff is 8:30 tonight. In the Ontario Hockey League, 7 games tonight, including the Owen Sound Attack at London to face the Knights. This is the season opener for both teams and the first of 10 head-to-head meetings on the year. Tomorrow night, London will be in Owen Sound for the Attack home opener. In the Provincial Junior Hockey League, Hanover hosts Wingham at 8. The Goderich Flyers visit Walkerton at 8, and Kincardine is in Mount Forest at 8:30. 3 games tonight in WOAA Senior Hockey. Of note, the Shallow Lake Crushers open their season at Durham against the Thundercats. The Saugeen Shores Winterhawks start their season on the road at Clinton against the Radars. Game time for both is 8:30. In National Hockey League exhibition, 3 games tonight, including the Winnipeg Jets at Calgary. Tomorrow night, the Leafs host Ottawa. In the NBA preseason, 7 games tonight. Tomorrow night, the Toronto Raptors are at Boston to meet the Celtics. You can find more sports on the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty sports page at BayshoreBroadcasting.ca.